Hello, dear listener. It's Craig here. If you are listening to this on the 30th or the 31st of August, this is to remind you that you can still vote and support this podcast, which has been nominated for 2 awards for UK podcasters in Manchester on September the 13th. All you need to do is go to the webpage at inglespodcast.com and at the top click the Best Education banner or the Most Engaged Audience banner. There are only 2 days left, so please vote for us so that we can bring home an award from Manchester next month. Thank you very much for supporting us if you have already voted. And now, let's continue with episode 66 of Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig.
It's ingeniero, difficult for us to pronounce. Ingeniero or ingeniera?
Ingeniero. It's difficult.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 66 of Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. I'm Reza and beside me I have Craig. Hi Craig.
Hi Reza, how are you?
I'm very well. And yourself?
Fine, thanks.
Well, do you want to know what we've got for this episode?
I would love to know. Oh, are you asking me or are you asking the audience?
Well, both of you.
Yeah, tell us.
We're going to be talking about a very important vocabulary area, professions or jobs. Now, we have covered it before in a couple of previous exercises, but we'd like to extend it and add a little bit more. Can you remember the episodes that we've mentioned professions in before?
We haven't spoken specifically about professions and jobs before, but we did speak about work vocabulary in episodes 9, episodes 32, okay, and episodes 43. So if you want to revise and study some work vocabulary, you need to go to inglespodcast.com/9 or /32 or /43. But before we start with work vocabulary, we've got some feedback, Reza, all the way from Mexico. I went to the iTunes Mexico site to see any comments, and we have a message from Davo9042 on iTunes who says, "Excellent option to learn English. Simplemente el mejor método para aprender inglés que he encontrado, incluyendo clases pagadas." Thank you very much. That's a lovely comment. Okay, so vocabulary on professions. Let's test each other a bit, Reza. I'll say the English profession. Maybe you could tell us the Spanish. Lawyer.
Abogado.
Is it abogada if it's a woman or is it the same?
Abogada if it's a woman.
Abogada if it's a woman. Abogado. Lawyer. Be careful of the pronunciation. Many students confuse the vowel sound or with I. So liar is mentiroso or mentirosa. Lawyer is the profession.
For many people, they are the same thing, Craig, are they not?
No jokes about, no, no lawyers, okay, jokes, in case we maybe have some lawyers listening. I'm sure we do. Farmer.
Granjero.
Yeah. What about the Spanish word agricultor? Is that also farmer?
Yes.
Or would you say agriculturalist?
You could do, but agricultor could be farmer, a more formal Spanish way of saying granjero.
Hmm. I used to be a farmer. Did you know that?
That's right. Many years ago.
I used to grow cotton, tomatoes, drive a tractor.
Did you enjoy it?
Very much. I loved it. Loved working the land. Archaeologist.
Ooh, okay. Is it archaeologo or archaeologa?
Very good. Excellent. Your Spanish is excellent. Archaeologist. Next one, architect.
Arquitecto, arquitecta.
Remember, with these professions, any professions, you need the article, a or an. In the case of archaeologist and architect, they begin with a vowel sound, so it's an archaeologist or an architect. I'm an architect. Dustman.
Basurero? Basurera?
Yes.
Are there other ways to say dustman that you can think of in English?
Dustman, yeah, you'd be a dustman in British English, but in the US, in the USA, it's garbage collector. Since garbage is rubbish, so a garbage collector or dustman.
What about the word bin man?
I'm not sure if that's used anymore. Used to be a bin man, but now, of course, it's all mechanized. It's all done mechanically, so there's not actually a man lifting the bin. But I certainly know what a bin man is, but I'm not sure it's used so much these days.
A refuse collector?
Yes, that's more politically correct. A refuse collector. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Biologist.
Biologo or biologa.
Cashier. In a bank, for example.
Is it cajero?
Yes. Cajero.
Which can also be a cash machine in English.
That's right.
A machine, right?
Yeah. Cashier, yeah. Here's another one that has an American expression to it. Lorry driver in the UK.
Camionero or camionera, which of course in American English will be truck driver.
Yes, because lorry is truck. Butcher.
Carnicero.
Yeah. Again, careful with the pronunciation. The vowel sound is u, the first vowel sound, u. Butcher. Surgeon.
Cirujano.
I always forget that in Spanish, yeah. Cirujano. Yeah, surgeon. Electrician.
Electricista.
Mm-hmm. Nurse.
Enfermero, enfermera.
Again, another difficult vowel sound, nurse. Nurse. The same as in turn. Nurse. Pharmacist or chemist?
Yeah, because in English it can be the same. Farmacéutica.
Mm-hmm. Physicist?
Physical?
Yes.
Physical. And I'm not sure about my Spanish. Física? Un físico, una física? Or is it un físico, una físico? Spanish people argue about that as well. There are certain jobs in Spanish which some people say must always end in O, even if it's a woman. There's debate about that, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, and I'm not sure, but I'm sure people write and tell us. The English word is physicist, which is quite difficult to say. P-H-Y-S-I-C-I-S-T, physicist.
Like Einstein, for example.
Yeah. Plumber.
Well, a plumber has nothing to do with plums. Plums the fruit. A plumber will fix your water supply. It's fontanero, fontanera.
And it has a silent B in the middle. It's P-L-U-M-B-E-R, plumber. Do you know a good plumber? Not easy to find.
No,
in Valencia.
I wish I did. Yeah. They're not easy to find.
Engineer.
Ingeniero or ingeniera.
Yeah.
Not the same as the engine. The engine, as we said in the last episode, is el motor, mm-hmm. is the engine. But the engineer, is ingeniero, difficult for us to pronounce, ingeniero or ingeniera.
Ingeniero. It's difficult. Go to a monastery, you will find monks and nuns. One is male, one is female. What's monk in Spanish?
Monje. The male version.
And nun?
Monja, female.
N-U-N, nun. Nanny or nursemaid?
Niñero or niñera? Usually niñera, if we presume it's a woman. Niñera.
Another food profession, baker.
Panadero, panadera?
Yes. And somebody who does your hair, a hairdresser?
Peluquero, peluquera.
Journalist.
Periodista.
And that's a word with an A ending in Spanish, which could be un periodista or una periodista.
Yeah.
The ending doesn't change.
Ista's unisex for either sex.
Because peluquero or peluquera, both hairdresser. Yeah. Psychologist.
Un psicólogo o una psicóloga.
And psychiatrist.
Un psiquiatra. Un o una psiquiatra.
Correct. Difficult spelling again. P-S-Y-C-H-I-A-T-R-I-S-T. Silent P. Psychiatrist.
Like silent P and psychologist, the same.
Exactly. Or psycho. priest.
Sacerdote.
Yeah.
And if you're Catholic, that is a man. Sorry, I don't write the rules. It's not a woman. It's a man. If you're Catholic.
The vowel sound is often mispronounced by Spanish speakers. It's P-R-I-E-S-T, but it's a single vowel sound. It's priest. Priest. Not priest. Priest. Mm-hmm. And finally, a veterinary surgeon or a vet. V-E-T.
Un veterinario o una veterinaria.
Exactly.
We'd like to tell you about the iTalki website. iTalki is a website where you can find a personal one-to-one teacher at low cost. It's very personalized in the sense that you choose your own teacher. And if you're not happy with your teacher, you change that teacher as often as you like, till you get the person who's just right for you. You might have a very specific learning need. For example, you may want to learn business English, you may want to learn English for medicine, you may be interested in English for cultural uses. Whatever you want, you'll find it in italki.com. There you learn real language for what you need and how real people actually speak. You can also find out about culture. Language is for communication, so you can connect with people around the world and communicate with them. If you're a listener of Aprender Inglés con Resi Craig, iTalki are also offering 100 free iTalki credits when you sign up for their paid service and buy 100 credits. So it's buy one, get one free. To find out more, go to inglespodcast.com/italki, I-T-A-L-K-I, iTalki. Craig and I are happy to thank iTalki for providing this great service to improve the speaking and fluency and general English level of our listeners.
And for sponsoring Aprender Inglés con Resi Craig. Do you have any more for us? That's my list.
Let's test you. I'll tell you what, let's try it the other way now.
You're going to test me?
Yeah.
Am I saying the Spanish or the English?
The English. Could we leave a space to see if the listeners get it?
So I'll leave a gap. You're going to say the Spanish and the listeners will say the English profession before I do.
So the first one, we'll start with an easy one. Traductor, traductora.
Translator.
Tricky one. As a profession, mensajero, mensajera.
Messenger.
No. As a profession, no. I wouldn't say, what's your job? I'm a messenger. I wouldn't say that. But yes, that is one translation of mensajero, but I would say courier, would you not?
Courier, you're right. Courier, yeah.
But yes, you're a messenger when you give a message to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't shoot the messenger. But as a profession, courier, no?
Yeah, you're right, courier.
See,
although courier can also be somebody who goes with you on a trip.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A tour guide.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But I would say messenger is for general use, but it's not really for the profession. The profession is a courier. C-O-U-R-I-E-R. I would ask you for two words for albañil.
Bricklayer comes to mind. A bricklayer.
Yes.
Or a mason.
Builder.
Builder. Okay.
Yeah. Which, of course, are not the same thing. But in Spanish, there's only the one word. A bricklayer physically lays the bricks. Coloca los ladrillos. Physically. He's a bricklayer. Albañil. A builder might physically lay the bricks, or he might tell someone else to do it, but not actually do it himself.
I would say a builder is a more generic, más amplio. It could include somebody who works with wood. It could include a plasterer, but a bricklayer specifically lays bricks.
Yeah.
Ladrillos.
But they both come out as albañil in Spanish. They've only the one word for both of them.
Right.
What about, can I tell you first of all, I came up with two Spanish words. Banquera, I came up with Hijo de la Gran Bretaña. No, I didn't. Banquera. What is the correct word for that in English?
Banker.
Yes, banker. That's with a B. Politico. Politica.
Politician.
Mm-hmm. Or liar. Mentiroso. Mentirosa. L-I-A-R. Same thing. What about from
what,
the...
What if there were some politicians listening? And
yeah,
you don't care. Okay.
We're screwed. We're in trouble. Yeah. No,
it was
not...
nice knowing you.
Sorry, not all politicians are liars, and not all lawyers are liars either. We know that. But
and not all liars are politicians.
Yes, but it is said that a lot of them are. Okay.
So far, we've lost a lot, the politicians and we've lost the lawyers. So carry on, Riz.
We're only joking. One from last week's episode, Cocinero, Cocinera.
Well, it could be cook or it could be chef. The difference being a chef would perhaps work in a more fancy, higher grade restaurant, more expensive restaurant or hotel, and a cook could possibly be in a fast food restaurant or in a bar.
Craig, let's get physical. Let's talk about the body a bit. Let's get physical. Physical. You were talking about Grease earlier. You got me thinking about Olivia Newton-John. Didn't she sing Let's Get Physical? Was that her?
I think she did.
Let's get physical. I apologize, listen. Masajista, who touches your body a lot. What does un or una masajista get called in English?
Masochist?
I like it, but it's not true.
I'll
give you a clue. How's your French?
Masseur. Ou monsieur.
And if it's a woman, masseuse.
Masseuse.
You have to be able to speak French to get the English. Yes. Can you spell masseur?
In French?
Or in English, because it's spelled the same in both
languages?
I'll
have a stab at it. I'll have a guess. I think it's M-A-S-S-E-U-R.
You are quite right.
Oof.
Yeah. And if it's a woman, it would end E-U-S-E.
The stress.
So there's one of the rare exceptions that in English we have two different words for the male and female. Usually it's just one word. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in Spanish you end in O or A. But in this case, it's the reverse. In Spanish, you only have one word, un masajista or una masajista. But in English, we distinguish between the man and the woman. A masseur and a masseuse. I think a lot of people wouldn't say that, though. They would say he gives massages or she gives massages, right? But that's the word. Okay. Talking about the body beautiful still. Esteticista. Toma, I've got you there.
Esthetician.
That word might exist, but would you use it a lot? I would say either beautician or beauty therapist.
Yeah, it's more common. You're right.
So I'm interested in beauty, a beautician. I'd like to dedicate that word to my student, Gemma, by the way.
Is she a beautician?
She is, as well as a teacher and a nurse and various other things. So Gemma, I dedicate this word beautician to you. Keep it up. Okay, a Spanish or a Hispanic word, very Hispanic. Torero, matador.
Uy, bullfighter.
Yeah. There are not many professional bullfighters left, are there?
No, there aren't. It's a dying breed.
Very good. Very good.
It's a dying profession.
Ole, Craig. Ole.
Toma.
Un músico o una música.
Musician.
Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with la música. La música is the music. But un músico is a musician, the person. Here's a tricky one for you, Craig, but you can do it. Un peón. Peón.
I don't know.
A labourer.
Okay.
Someone who performs labour, hard work, physical work. Maybe working in a field or something equally physical.
I should know that because I used to be a labourer.
Uh-huh.
On a building site, a construction site, many years ago.
So you worked on a construction site, yeah? We could have called you a builder as well. So the word labourer incorporates many things. Something similar, but not quite the same. Obrero or obrera.
It's a worker, isn't it?
A worker. Yeah. Obrar is work. Yeah, to work. Obrar. Obrero. Obrera is worker. What if I said specifically obrero or obrera da fabrica?
A factory worker? Yes. Or what would you say about somebody who worked on a production line? A factory worker is the same.
Yeah. You could say specifically a production line worker. You could say that, but just factory worker. What about peón o obrero o obrera de granja?
Well, an Americanism would be farmhand, maybe a farm worker.
I'd say farm worker, yeah. Farmhand as well. Yeah. And the last one, taxista.
Taxi driver. Let's think of a couple of jobs in particular categories, Reza. Can you think of two jobs that can be done from home?
Yes, one podcasting and the other one, I don't know, administrative work. You can have a job in an office, but sometimes they say, oh, we don't need you to come in today, you can do the work at home.
Mm.
So some administrative work.
Yeah, these days it's becoming very common to work at home. The company let you work at home. They have a special allowance for people who work at home. Translators famously work at home. Writers, authors, that kind of thing. What about two jobs that do not exist anymore?
Typist?
Well, I think...
On a typewriter?
Oh, no, you're right, yeah.
People who type on computers, yeah, but a typist, someone... Yeah. There used to be what they called typing pools.
I worked in a company when I first left school that had a typing pool. My job was, as an office clerk, would be to take typing to the typing pool and then collect it when it was finished.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
The typist just spent all day typing on a typewriter, those machines which were not digital, typing letters. Yeah. They used to get tested on their speed.
That's right.
How many words can you type in a minute and all that? Yeah.
How many words per minute? Can you think of another job that doesn't exist anymore?
It's tricky. I can think of a job which requires far, 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 far fewer people, but it still exists. A repairman or woman. For example, your TV breaks. Do you get it repaired? No. You get a new one these days.
That's true. We live in a throwaway society.
Because it costs the same to repair it as to buy a new one.
True. What about people who used to walk around the streets lighting the streetlights with a gas lamp?
Oh.
That's a profession that's not used anymore.
Gas lighter, is it called? What's it called? So. Gas lamp lighter, I'm not even sure what it's called.
And then there were the guy who used to walk around with the key of the city, shouting, waking people up and so forth.
Okay, Craig, one profession which hasn't quite disappeared because I heard one not long ago is a town crier. Do you remember them?
How do you say that in Spanish?
Pregonero or pregonera.
And he walked around the streets crying out things.
With a bell going ding, 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 ding. Hear ye, tonight at 6 o'clock in the main square. You can hear a musical group, all welcome, ding, 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 ding. Yeah, in a village in Teruel, I heard one not long ago. Yeah.
That doesn't really exist. You get the news on internet these days.
Uh-huh.
What about two jobs that young children typically want to do?
Police officer, firefighter.
Model.
Yeah.
Footballer.
Yeah. You know what I wanted to do when I was a kid?
What?
For a while. I wanted
musician.
To be... Musician. Yes, but even before that, when I was very young, I loved trains. Not so much now, but I wanted to be the person who changed the points.
Okay, directed the trains from one track to another track.
But physically, I wanted to be the person who pulled a big lever and made the track go left or right. I think it's called a points man.
Is that because you wanted that control over a whole train?
It might be that. I don't know.
Control freak.
No, I think it's because my brain's incredibly simple. It's kind of binary, like one and zero. It's kind of left and right. That's all I could handle. The train goes left or it goes right. That's it. I like the simplicity, the minimalism of it.
I quite like the idea of being those guys on the motorway when they're working on the roads and there's a guy standing there with a flag and he's telling the cars when to stop and when to go. And it's such an easy job, and there's so much power and control. You can go, no, stop here. Two jobs that are overpaid.
Already mentioned, footballers and models. Vastly overpaid, in my opinion.
Bankers?
Yes.
Two jobs that can be done by robots. Car factory comes to mind.
Yeah, production line workers, factory workers.
It's all mechanized these days.
Yeah. And some farm work could be done by robots, some of it, but not all of it.
Irrigation, I think, when they irrigate and give water to the fields, that's done by robots these days. Two jobs that require absolutely no intelligence.
I don't know if there is any such job which requires no intelligence. All jobs require a certain amount of intelligence, don't they? Some more than others.
What about a model?
There's a lot of smart models.
There are, but to do the job of a model, you just need to get dressed and walk.
Yeah, but a lot of them become successful because of slick marketing and knowing to be in the how to be in the right place at the right time.
But surely that's a production company behind the model.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't misunderstand me. I think they're overpaid. I mean, top models. But they do need some intelligence. Maybe a fruit picker. Picking fruit doesn't require any intelligence at all. Can you think of any famous fruit pickers?
Famous fruit pickers?
Yeah, I can.
Who?
One person that I often mention in this podcast, George Orwell, was a fruit picker.
Was he?
And he was quite a smart guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't require any intelligence. In Kent, yeah, for a while. Yeah.
Two jobs that will be most needed in the future.
For me, most obviously, IT specialists and psychologists.
Why do you say psychologists?
With our obsession with IT, we'll need more psychologists.
And maybe chiropractors, because we'll have bad backs through sitting at the computer too long.
Yes. Although sitting beside the computer listening to a podcast is a very profitable use of time.
Very therapeutic and good for your English.
Yeah. Other things which people abuse, but you can never hear too many podcasts, believe me.
Finally, two jobs that you would really hate to do.
Bin man, or as you will have me say, a dustman. And a prison warden.
Yeah, a prison warden would be tough, wouldn't it?
Yeah, prison warden, the one who looks after and makes sure the prisoners do what they're supposed to do.
That would be tough.
Lock them up, seeing people locked away for years must be depressing.
Bathroom attendant.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't fancy that.
That'd be grim. You'd get really pissed off. Sorry.
I'm going to have to get a bell for this podcast and ring it every time you crack a joke. Reza, can I ask you a couple of questions on jobs and professions?
Yes.
Do you think that having a job for life, all your life, is a thing of the past?
More or less, yes, with a few exceptions. Which are understandably exceptions. Doctors.
Civil service, perhaps?
Yes, although even that is not half as secure as it used to be, but doctors, yeah. And I'm glad because we spend a lot of money and time training doctors, so it's a good thing that they give a lifelong service. Teachers in some areas can still perhaps get a job for life. Certainly not people who teach English as a foreign language. Believe us, they do not have a job guaranteed for life. But school teachers, perhaps.
Yeah, it's very unstable.
And unfortunately, here I go again. I'm losing more listeners. Politicians, unfortunately, tend to get jobs for life. Even though we wish they didn't, they somehow do.
Do you think that the most important thing about a job is the salary?
No, for me it's not, because obviously I wouldn't either.
Because you're a teacher.
a teacher or a podcaster. None of those create any money.
True.
No. Job satisfaction and usefulness are what most attract me. What about you, Craig?
No, I agree with you. I think you work so many years of your life that you have to like what you do. Or if you don't like what you do, I strongly recommend you look at ways of changing your career. it's so important for me to enjoy my work because I spend so many hours doing it. And I know it's not easy when you have a wife, you have a family to support, and you have to bring home the rent and the and pay the bills every month. But there are ways of changing your career and studying for another job or finding another job. So I definitely don't do a job for the money. If you won the lottery, would you stop working? If you won enough that you didn't mm-hmm. need to work?
I would certainly work a lot less because I wouldn't need to work at all. But because I like teaching and because I like podcasting, I would like to continue doing it a bit. But I must say I'd give myself very generous holidays. Mm. What about you?
It will be lovely to be able to have the freedom to only work when I wanted to sort of go away traveling and not have to come home again after 2 weeks to just keep going without looking at the calendar. That would be a dream come true. But at the moment, you know, you have to work, you have to get paid, you have to pay the bills. Final question, Reza. Is it possible, in your opinion, to have a good family life and a successful career? Or do you have to choose?
You can have both, but sometimes it's out of your hands. You might be lucky enough to be able to get to choose your own work-life balance, but it might be dictated to you from other sources, in which case, bad luck. But it is possible. It is possible, I believe. Yeah, what do you think?
No, I agree. I agree. I think it's definitely possible to have the two. But it's not easy. There's that work-life balance idea that you have to divide your time. And I think the secret to that is to work effectively and manage your time well so that you can enjoy your life and have a successful career at the same time. Not easy.
Couldn't agree more.
Anything to add?
No, that's me.
Okay, well, what's your opinion, dear listener? Are you looking for a job at the moment? What is your dream job? Practice your speaking and send us a comment or a question through our website at inglespodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. You can reach Reza at belfastreza@gmail.com. On next week's episode, common mistakes made by Spanish speakers. The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later. So until next week, it's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
Goodbye.